Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible number 255. Today we'll be reading Proverbs chapters 20 through 22. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is a brawler. Whoever goes astray by them is not wise. The king's terrifying anger is like the roar of a lion. Whoever provokes him sins against himself. It is an honor for a person to cease from strife, but every fool quarrels. The sluggard will not plow during the planting season, so at harvest time he looks for the crop, but has nothing. Counsel in a person's heart is like deep water, but an understanding person draws it out. Many people profess their loyalty, but a faithful person who can find. The righteous person behaves in integrity. Blessed are his children after him. A king sitting on a throne to judge separates all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have kept my heart clean, I am pure from my sin"? Diverse weights and diverse measures, the Lord abhors both of them. Even a young man is known by his actions, whether his activity is pure and whether it is right. The ear that hears and the eye that sees, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you become impoverished. Open your eyes so that you might be satisfied with food. It's worthless, says the buyer, but when he goes on his way, he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of rubies, but words of knowledge are like a precious jewel. Take a man's garment when he is given security for a stranger, and when he gives surety for strangers, hold him in pledge. Bread gained by deceit tastes sweet to a person, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Plans are established by counsel, so make war with guidance. The one who goes about gossiping reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with someone who is always opening his mouth. The one who curses his father and his mother, his lamp will be extinguished in the blackest darkness. An inheritance gained easily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, "I will pay back evil." Wait for the Lord so that he may vindicate you. The Lord abhors differing weights, and dishonest scales are wicked. The steps of a person are ordained by the Lord, so how can anyone understand his own way? It is a snare for a person to rashly cry, "Holy," and only afterward to consider what he has vowed. A wise king separates out the wicked. He turns the threshing wheel over them. The human spirit is like a lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Loyal love and truth preserve a king, and his throne is upheld by loyal love. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old man is gray hair. Beatings and wounds cleanse away evil, and floggings cleanse the innermost being. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord like channels of water. He turns it wherever he wants. All of a person's ways seem right in his own opinion, but the Lord evaluates the motives. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart. The agricultural product of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent lead only to plenty, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Making a fortune by a lying tongue is like a vapor driven back and forth. They seek death. The violence done by the wicked will drag them away because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty person is devious, but as for the pure, his way is upright. It is better to live on a corner of the housetop than in a house in company with a quarrelsome wife. The appetite of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor is shown no favor in his eyes. When a scorner is punished, the naive becomes wise. When a wise person is instructed, he gains knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked. He overthrows the wicked to their ruin. The one who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he too will cry out and will not be answered. A gift given in secret subdues anger, and a bribe given secretly subdues strong wrath. Doing justice brings joy to the righteous and terror to those who do evil. The one who wanders from the way of wisdom will end up in the company of the departed. The one who loves pleasure will be a poor person. Whoever loves wine and anointing oil will not be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the faithless are taken in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and easily provoked woman. There is desirable treasure and olive oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish person devours all he has. The one who pursues righteousness and love finds life, bounty, and honor. The wise person can scale the city of the mighty and bring down the stronghold in which they trust. The one who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his life from troubles. A proud and arrogant person, whose name is Scoffer, acts with overbearing pride. What the sluggard desires will kill him, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves greedily, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. The wicked person's sacrifice is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with evil intent? A lying witness will perish, but the one who reports accurately speaks forever. A wicked person shows boldness with his face, but as for the upright, he discerns his ways. There is no wisdom and there is no understanding, and there is no counsel against the Lord. A horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory is from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth, good favor more than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the creator of them both. A shrewd person sees danger and hides himself, but the naive keep right on going and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fearing the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse, but the one who guards himself keeps far from them. Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The one who sows iniquity will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will end. A generous person will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scorner and contention will leave. Strife and insults will cease. The one who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious, the king will be his friend. The eyes of the Lord guard knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless person. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be killed in the middle of the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is like a deep pit. The one against whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. The one who oppresses the poor to increase his own gain and the one who gives to the rich both end up only in poverty. Incline your ear and listen to the words of the wise and apply your heart to my instruction, for it is pleasing if you keep these sayings within you and they are ready on your lips. So that your confidence may be in the Lord, I am making them known to you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge to show you true and reliable words that you may give accurate answers to those who sent you? Do not exploit a poor person because he is poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will plead their case and will rob those who are robbing them. Do not make friends with an angry person and do not associate with a wrathful person, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Do not be one who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you do not have enough to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone which was put in place by your ancestors. Do you see a person skilled in his work? He will take his position before kings. He will not take his position before obscure people. Did you catch it? This last chapter had a very well-known proverb that is a favorite of parents. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I know in my own case that as a father, I rely on that verse. And as it turns out, all three of my boys are at this time serving God. Well, thank you for being with us today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I'll see you tomorrow.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb. The guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.